Nature and Time, from 51 Tales by Lord Dunsany. Through the streets of Coventry one winter's night strode a triumphant spirit. Behind him, stooping, unkempt, utterly ragged, wearing the clothes and look that outcasts have, whining, weeping, reproaching, an ill-used spirit tried to keep pace with him. Continually she plucked him by the sleeve and cried out to him as she panted after, and he strode resolute on. It was a bitter night, yet it did not seem to be the cold that she feared, ill-clad though she was, but the trams and the ugly shops and the glare of the factories, from which she continually winced as she hobbled on, and the pavement hurt her feet. He that strode on in front seemed to care for nothing. It might be hot or cold, silent or noisy, pavement or open fields. He merely had the air of striding on. And she caught up and clutched him by the elbow. I heard her speak in her unhappy voice. You scarcely heard it for the noise of the traffic. "You have forgotten me," she complained to him. "You have forsaken me here." She pointed to Coventry with a wide wave of her arm and seemed to indicate other cities beyond. And he gruffly told her to keep pace with him, and that he did not forsake her. And she went on with her pitiful lamentation. "My anemones are dead for miles," she said. "All my woods are fallen, and still the cities grow. My child man is unhappy, and my other children are dying, and still the cities grow, and you have forgotten me." And then he turned angrily on her, almost stopping in that stride of his that began when the stars were made. "When have I ever forgotten you?" he said. "Or when forsaken you, ever? Did I not throw down Babylon for you? And is not Nineveh gone? Where is Persepolis that troubled you? Where Tarshish and Tyre? And you have said, 'I forget you.'" And at this she seemed to take a little comfort. I heard her speak once more, looking wistfully at her companion. "When will the fields come back, and the grass for my children?" "Soon, soon," he said. Then they were silent, and he strode away, she limping along behind him, and all the clocks in the towers chimed as he passed. The end.